Gotcha.
Thank you, Brother Walter. It is absolutely such an honor, a privilege, to be able to be here with you. I totally agree with what Brother Walter has just said. We fellowship with each other. We need each other's fellowship. And I thank God that He has permitted me to be here with you. I look so forward to being able to spend some time through tomorrow morning before we have to go back. I look forward to what these men will preach that I'll be able to hear, and that the Lord might be pleased to bless through Sunday as these men preach Christ. I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs 15. I'd like to read verses 28 through 33. Proverbs 15, 28. The scripture declares, "The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." This evening I'd like for us to consider for a few minutes, and this is just a part, where we would find the characteristics of a believer. God's people are described all through the scripture, but in these few verses right here, I've entitled this message, Five Marks of a Believer. Five marks from Proverbs 15 of a regenerated sinner. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now, I know this. I know that all of God's people, all of God's elect, all of His chosen, have eternally been in the Lord Jesus Christ. They've always been there, chosen from before the foundation of the world. But this scripture I just read, 2 Corinthians, "If any man be in Christ," it's talking about those who have been powerfully, effectually called out of darkness, and God Almighty has revealed Himself to them, called them out of the bondage of Satan, sin. Those who have a new nature, those that God Almighty has placed within them a new principle of grace, those that God's taught old things for those. If any man be in Christ, regenerated by the grace of God, old things, old loves, old self-righteous thoughts of my own worth passed away. Now that old man's still there, but I'm telling you, he's been dethroned. Sin shall no more have dominion over you. It's there. It's there. And a believer knows it. Behold, the scripture says, all things are become new. Now this regenerated sinner, this new creature, he walks And he thinks from a new heart, from one that God Almighty has given a love for Christ. One now that is willing in the day of God's power. You know, I know people here, grace preachers, and they said, "You guys don't believe in whosoever will." Oh, I beg your pardon. Yeah, we do. We just declare that man by nature won't. That's what we're saying. God's going to have to give a man a new heart. But now from this passage here in Proverbs chapter 15, I want us to look for just a minute at five characteristics of this new creature. This new man, this one called out of darkness, five marks that weren't there before God called him out of darkness. Here's the first mark from this passage of scripture right here. The new creature, the believer, he's concerned about what God has to say. Look at verse 28. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer. Studieth what? Well, he study God's word. He wants to hear what God has to say. He's like those Bereans, you know. They receive the word gladly, and then what do? They search the scriptures daily to see if those things were so. These men that are be preaching right here, I love them, know them. They get up and they say something. But you know what, Mike? I want to know that that came out of God's word. I want to know. They study it. The heart of the righteous, the new man, he studieth to answer. He studies to respond. That's what it says. I mean, to answer, to respond. He studieth, he muses, he meditates on what does God have to say. But then he studieth to answer what? Yeah. 1 Peter 3:15 says this. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Now, you know this. Everybody that's standing in a pulpit is not preaching the same thing. Now, there's some people that's standing in pulpits, especially on Wednesday nights, you know, Sunday. And they're proclaiming something. But if everybody is not proclaiming the same thing, then here's the bottom line. Somebody is not telling the truth, Caleb. Exactly. Somebody is lying. Yes, sir. Somebody is lying to men about God. The righteous. Here's a mark of a new man. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, to respond. When you're asked, what makes you think you're right? That's a good question, isn't it? What makes you think you're right? I had a friend of mine years ago that told me, he said he was talking to his nephew one day. His nephew said, "You know, you say that this is the way things are, and that preacher says that's the way that things are. You say he's wrong, he says you're wrong." He said, "Now, how do I know the difference?" And I thought he gave a good answer. He said, "But for the grace of God, you won't." He said, "You'll find something that sounds good to you, but for the grace of God, something that you like, something makes you feel good, and you'll settle down right there and you'll die right there." The heart, that new heart of the righteous, studieth. He muses, he meditates to answer, to respond. What makes you think? I'll tell you, from God's word, here's what I can truthfully say. I'm a sinner. God Almighty has taught me that I am in myself incapable. I know that. The scripture says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The word of God says that I study to answer. It is not by works of righteousness that we've done. According to his mercy. I know this though. I know that God has been pleased to show mercy. Moses asked the Lord, show me your glory. I love reading this passage of scripture. He saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. So you know what I know? So then it is not of him that willeth or him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. I know that. I know that. According to God's mercy, the Lord Jesus Christ, according to these scriptures, laid down his life for the sheep. That's what the scripture says. He laid down his life for the sheep. Well, I've always heard that he died for everybody. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer. What does God have to say? He laid down his life for the sheep. And he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Oh, may I be found calling like that thief. Lord, when you enter into your kingdom, would you remember me? Lord, would you have mercy on me? I know this, according to Jonah 2:9, salvation's of the Lord. I know that I was ruined in the fall. God Almighty has taught me that. I'm incapable. If I find any mercy, it's going to be because he chose to show mercy to me, compassion to me. I know according to the word of the Lord that he redeemed his people, that the righteous were redeemed by grace. And I know this, if I'm his, God Almighty is going to call me. Do I have any hope whatsoever being found in that lot? Lord, I believe you. I believe you. Lord, have mercy on me. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. I'll just make one statement about that. Having no heart for Christ, having no heart for the Lord Jesus Christ, getting all the honor and all the glory and all the praise, having no heart for that, the wicked, desiring to have glory and honor to themselves, because I was the one, they say, that chose him. The scripture declares, and I'll just give you the literal, where it says, the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. Do you know what the word means? Belches. That's just repulsive, isn't it? Not half as repulsive as what they're saying. Belches out a foul odor. You know, you just almost enter into that, can't you? A little bit. Here's the second thing. Here's the second mark. A new creature, a believer, communes with the Lord. He prays. This verse 29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The Lord is not far in presence. He's omnipresent. But he's far from hearing the wicked, regarding the wicked. Isaiah 1:15 says concerning the wicked, and when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. But, verse 29 says, he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Two men went into the temple to pray one day. One of them was a Pharisee, and one of them was a publican. And that Pharisee stood up. He began to, this always really intrigued me, how the scripture sets forth. And he prayed thus with himself. God, I thank thee that I'm not like these other men are. I'm not even like that publican right there. And that publican would not even look up to heaven, smote upon his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. One of those men went down to his house justified. One of them didn't. The scripture sets forth that the Lord heareth the prayer of the righteous. Psalm 145:18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth, in Christ. I'm the way, I'm the truth. They call upon him in truth. Lord, we pray in public prayer. We approach the Father. Father, we come before you this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For his sake, for his honor. God's people pray. I turned Matthew 6. Just look at this. Matthew chapter 6. I want you to look at this. Matthew 6, verse 5, 6, and 7. Matthew 6, 5, 6, and 7. Here our Lord is teaching. He says, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest. Do you notice, he said first time, now this time right here, when you pray. That's right. Not if you pray. God's people pray. They have a heart to commune with the Lord. They pray. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, to thy Father, which is in secret. Thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Remember Saul of Tarsus? I mean, you just let Saul, declare what he thought all of his credentials were. Self-righteous Pharisees, he was born in the right family, circumcised on the right day. Oh, concerning the law, he was blameless. Blameless. Boy, that's a pretty high, tall order, isn't it? Concerning the law. But when Almighty God called him out of darkness, I wonder how many prayers, Paul, he prayed. How many prayers? Had prayed. God called him out of darkness, blinded him, had some men lead him into Damascus. And Almighty God spoke to one of his people, Ananias, rise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, now he prayeth. Believers, they pray. They have a heart to commune with God, with their Lord. Thirdly, the righteous rejoice in Christ. Look at verse 30 back in Proverbs 15. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart. And a good report maketh the bones fat. The light. I love this. The chandelier. The light. The chandelier. The brightness of the eyes of that new man, that new creature, rejoiceth, cheers, makes glad the heart. And a good report. Lord, who hath believed our report? This report of the glorious gospel of God's free grace. Tell me one more time how the Lord put away my guilt. Tell me one more time. I've thought about that so many times. I said one time, may have been in Kingsport, that I remember saying it. Let me ask you this. You that know him, if you knew that tonight's the night you're going to leave, you're leaving. God's going to call you home. And you, what do you want to hear? You tell me one more time. I've heard it before, but you tell me one more time how God was pleased to show mercy to me. Tell me one more time how God is just and justifies a sinner. Tell me one more time how he's shown mercy to me. Tell me one more time how he remembers his people. That today they're going to be with him in paradise. Tell me one more. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart. And a good report makes the bones. God's people, I'll show you that. Makes them fat, makes the bones fat. That means satisfied. Satisfied. Decent. Brother Scott told me one time, he said, somebody asked him, they said, you think Christ is enough? He said, if he's all you got, he said he's enough. Makes the bones fat, satisfied. Christ is the light. Let me show you that. Turn with me to Luke 2. Luke 2. There was a believer. Name was Simeon. Luke chapter 2, verse 29. They brought the Lord Jesus, a baby, into that temple, and that saint Simeon holding the Lord, and he said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. The Lord, David said, Psalm 27:1, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Seeing him with the eyes of faith, that new man, that new creature, rejoices in the Lord. He rejoices in Christ. He put away my guilt, robed me in his righteousness, reconciled me back to God. 1 Corinthians 5:16 says, rejoice evermore. Believer, God has shown you mercy. You that know him, rejoice. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all of his bones. Not one of them's broken. That's who's rejoicing right here. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart. A good report maketh the bones. Those bones that not one of them's broken. That's his people. They rejoice. Here's the fourth thing. Back in Proverbs 15, verses 31 and 32. Here's my point. The new creature is thankful for God's correction. He's thankful. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Or in my margin right there, the getteth right there. Possesses a heart. He that heareth, He that obeys reproof has a heart of understanding. My son Gabe told me one time, and Gabe, many of you know him now, and I thank God for him. The Lord called him out of darkness and called him to preach. But boy, man, when he was growing up, I mean to tell you, Larry, you ask him. I'm not telling you anything he won't tell you. I mean, I tore him up virtually daily. He was 18 years old, and he told me, he said, "Dad, the best thing you ever did for me is whip me." I said, "Well, Gabe, I thank God you'd say that." But it was the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that heareth reproof getteth, has understanding. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Amen. What did David say? Psalm 119:71. It is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. It's good that Almighty God does not leave me to myself. It's good. It's good. I need that. You need that. When Almighty God is pleased to deliver one of his own out of the era of their own way, he, in regenerating grace, calls them and reproves them. Reproves them of sin, teaches them what they are. Of righteousness, that number one, they don't have any in themselves, and that Christ is all their righteousness, and of judgment that God Almighty has put away his wrath toward sin in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus. It's good that I've been afflicted. I need everything that he sends my way. I need that. And then lastly, the believer is one that is taught of God and desires to be taught of God. Verse 33, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. I must be taught to respect him. I must be taught that. A believer respects him, and he needs to be taught to respect him. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Scripture says, Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning. It's the word beginning means the principal part. The fear of the Lord, respect of God, is the principal part of knowledge. Where is your God, David? God's in the heavens. Old Nebuchadnezzar, he doeth as he will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And you know what? No man stays his hand. Isaiah 53:13 says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Almighty God is going to teach his people. He's going to teach them of himself. Five marks of a believer that wasn't there before. They respect God. They call on him. They're thankful for God's correction. Lord, teach us this evening for Christ's sake. Amen.
Thank you.